Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to the Start Scratch Podcast Show. I'm back, your host, Troy Williams. This is Pod 195. Hope you guys are doing well out there. It's been a while. You know what I mean? But I'm back. You know, got a lot to talk about, a lot of things to get off my chest. Let's get the shout outs out the way. Shout out to all the listeners out there, however you may be listening, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, we appreciate you. Also follow us on Instagram, Start From Scratch Podcast, all one word, just Start From Scratch Podcast. And our YouTube channel as well, Start From Scratch Podcast. We do have the YouTube channel up there. And you can follow me on Twitter at @original_TB, because I tweet sometimes. But man, what's going on out there, people? First of all, it's hot. It's I mean, summer's here. You know, it's hot. It's getting hot again in California. So, which is good. You know, we had a pretty cold winter and it rained the whole time. So I'm loving the sunshine and everything. But it's getting warm again. It's getting warm and my allergies have been terrible the last couple of weeks. This week's been worse, so I've been taking some meds and stuff like that, but no, the allergies have just been killing me, you know. So if I'm sounding a little stuffy or whatever, that is why, you know. Eyes are always itchy and everything, so, yeah, allergies, not a fan. Some people tell me I need to get one of those, nettle pots? Whatever, the things you put in your nose and just, like, clears you out. Yeah, I don't got time for that. Just gonna take these meds. Okay, I'm gonna take these meds. But yeah, man, let's see, man. Like, you know, I mean, like I said, you know, everyone's getting outside. But in particular, I went out it's about a couple weeks ago. It was the Warriors' first game against the Kings. I think that was a couple weeks ago. And so one of my friends, he invited me to the city, which I'd never really go and hang out in the city anymore. I haven't hung out in the city in until a couple weeks ago. I haven't hung out in the city in years. Just not the vibe. It's not the vibe, you know. You know, honestly, and getting to San Francisco is just a hassle. You know, anybody who has to commute to San Francisco or goes out there, I feel, yeah, that sucks. I couldn't do it. But anyway, no, we go out and they rented this patio, and you know, group of people there, and we watched the game. And man, this is why I hate going out. This is why I'm just gonna mind my business. So I get there. So keep in mind, this is it's mostly black people, like blacks and Asians. Mostly white people, mostly whites and Asians or whatever, but mostly white people. And so I get there, and there's one other black guy there. His name's Elliot, and I've known Elliot for a while, but we haven't seen each other in a minute. Like I said, I don't go to the city that often. And so I walk in, and he's like, "Is that Troy?" I'm like, "Oh, what's up? Hey, what's up?" He's like, "Man, how you see you been?" I'm like, "Yeah, man, it's been a minute. So he we sit back down and watch the game, and he's kind of sitting behind me, and I got my head turned watching TV, watching the game, and he can see the back of my head, and he goes, "Hey, Troy, you know what? It's been so long since I've seen you. Last time I seen you, you weren't balding." And then I instantly got in my feelings. No, it was a good joke. I mean, we laughed about it. We laughed. I was cracking up. I didn't take it like personal or anything like that. I mean, it's true. It's happening. Okay. But, you know, I wasn't prepared to hear that, you know, it's not a lot. It's just a little bit in the back of the head. The top back of the head. You know, it's natural. It's natural. But, you know, I'm not going to lie and say I didn't go online and order me some stuff to get this thing. I did. I went online and got this. I looked up this. It's called like Amazing. Actually, let me go see. What is this thing called? Hold on one sec. All right. It's called Amazing Hair Care. Men Hair Boom Drops. Promotes healthy hair growth. And you know, they came in the mail. It says, you know, I put it. It's an oil. You know, it has all kinds of stuff in it. It got, you know, grapeseed oil, coconut oil. It has all the oils in here, almond oil, sesame oil, tea tree oil, all ginger root. I mean, it's the stuff. It's the stuff. You know, so you know, you put it in your head on your affected areas, as they say, every morning, and you just rock out with that, and then you're supposed to see results in 2 to 3 weeks, and so I got it, and I sent this was when I got it. When it came in the mail, I sent a picture of it to my friend, and I was like, "Hey man, I'll see you." You know, I sent a picture of the bottle. I was like, "I'll see you in the future, buddy." And he cracked up. I was like, "He's like, yo," and he was like, "Yo man, send me some," and I was like, "Well." I was like, well, let me try it out for 2 to 3 weeks, and I'll let you know if it works. Why did he start laughing at me? I'm serious. That's what the thing said. It said expect results in 2 to 3 weeks. That's what I'm expecting, okay? FM. Now, shout out to Elliot. But, yeah, so that's what we're doing right now. That's what we've been doing this whole time. Probably like, Troy, why haven't you heard from me for a while? Because I've been taking care of my hair. So, yeah, I will give you guys an update in 2 to 3 weeks. So far, it's been, I think this is, what, day 3 or something like that? Something like that, yeah. So, it's up, baby. It's up. Okay? So, yeah, I mean, look, man, it's natural. You know, I'm not ready to go bald yet. You know, I feel like that's going to just be, like, that's when it's over. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, I'm trying to hold on as long as I can. You know? So, you know, it's going to be an uphill battle. I mean, it started back in like 2016, 2017, and it's just been gradually becoming more and more noticeable, if you know what I mean. So, yeah. But like I said, you will go on this journey with me. But if it comes back, if I come back, and my stuff grows back, it's over for you, hoes. It's over. It's over. it's going to be effing over for you, hoes. Okay. Think I give up, but yeah. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. What else is going on, man? Look, I mean, playoff time is here. Look, we've been having some good. I'm talking about NBA here. We've been having some good playoff games. Today's the 28th. I think the Hawks just lost to the Celtics. Who else? Phoenix. The Hawks lost to the Celtics, so they'll be playing, I think, Philly. And then Miami beat the Bucks, which was crazy. Miami was the number 8 seed, and the Bucks were number 1, and they lost. The Bucks lost to Miami, and they play the Knicks yet, and they play the Knicks next series, which is going to be classic. You know, Knicks and Heat. That's a classic rivalry in the playoffs. But yeah, the Bucks getting knocked off from the 1 seed by Miami, number 8. I don't think I've seen anything like that in professional sports. Especially not in basketball. I have not, you know, seen. I don't think I've seen that in the NBA. A number 8 seed take off a number 1. That's wild. You got Giannis, but he was hurt. He was hurt, and I think he missed the first 2 games, I believe. So I get it, but man, yeah, that's tough. That's a tough loss right there. But what else? So then you got what do we got? We got Phoenix. They beat the Clippers. Clippers are there. The Clippers are out of there because Kawhi Leonard and Paul George both had injuries, so didn't see that coming, but there you go. So they played Denver, and then right now we're waiting for the Kings and Warriors and the Lakers and Grizzlies. They both play tonight. I think series 3-2, so if the Warriors win, it's over. They advance. And then I think the Lakers, if they win, they'll play in the Warriors. So it's going to be exciting times, man. And I'm actually going to the game tonight at Chase Center. So it's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. So that's the NBA playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, look, check that out. You know, it's probably my favorite time of the year in terms of sports. NBA playoffs, nothing like it. I mean, I like it more than even March Madness, you know. NFL and, you know, Super Bowl, whatever. But NBA playoffs is dope, man. That's just how. Been some really good series so far. Oh, man. What else is going on? Now, okay, here we go. I don't even know how to. I mean, we're going to get a little serious here. But, you know, I mean, it's just, we've all been watching the news. And it's just mass shooting. Someone's shooting someone every day. But more particularly the mass shootings. And as we all know, majority of the time, these shooters, especially for the mass shootings, they're white. And I've came to the conclusion that white women have to take responsibility for these mass shootings, young and old. First of all, you're raising them. And number two, you're supposed to be your friends and family members. What is going on? Okay, I can get it. One could easily say the same about, you know, what goes on in the black community. But we ain't doing it, which is still a problem. But if you want to, people's like, what do we do about, you know, the mass shootings and the guns and that sort of stuff? I think we're just skipping over a whole other issue, which is white women need to take responsibility for their white boys. You heard it here first, okay? And obviously the white men had to take responsibility for, but you know, I think a lot of these mass shooting dudes are guys who are like loners. You know, you ain't getting no nookie. You know, you ain't got a girlfriend. You probably depressed because you ain't getting no action. Because that's the only reason I would feel that. I think that's the only thing that would make me feel that, you know, that way about wanting to just get a gun and just shoot people. Like, they shooting elementary. I mean, they're shooting kids in elementary school for no reason. For no reason. All of it's senseless. But I'm like, look, if we're going to have a real meeting about it, white mothers, white sisters, white whatever, y'all have to do something about this. It's in y'all hands at this point. What are we going to do? What else going to do? I tell you what, if that kid had a girlfriend or something, or was around some ladies, they wouldn't be thinking about mass shooters. I'll tell you. What's that one on the house party? He's like, what do you say? He said, he must have a mental block. When it comes to my dick action, all I can think about is the But I mean, I'm just saying, like, I would, if I, you know, no, I'm not thinking about taking a gun and walking in a mall, shooting people, walking into school. What is that? You sound depressed, obviously. Get these white boys some white girlfriends or something. Something. Y'all got to fix it. Even if you don't like them, just go on a date with them. I'm sure that would cut it down, the mass shootings, by 50%. Okay? Sounds ridiculous, but it's sure, it's true. Okay? Sorry, look, somebody has to say it. Somebody has to say these things. That's why I'm here. What else is going on, man? What else is coming? Look, man, while we're on sad stuff like that, but rest in peace, Jerry Springer. He passed away this week at the age of 79. Man. Good times, man. If you never watched the Jerry Springer show, that was for sure a majority of the 90s. But, I mean, you know, early 2000s as well. But, man, Jerry Springer used to be the show. I think I heard someone say that was earlier. I think I heard someone say on the radio, like, that Jerry Springer was, like, viral moments before the internet. So, and it's true. I mean, Jerry Springer, he brought the heat every episode. It was every episode was something crazy. I always wonder if they really fought, though, if those fights were staged. I always thought that. Because, you know, Jerry Springer, they was always fighting. I always wondered if there was real fights, or was it like some WWE stuff? I don't know. Just a thought. But yeah, rest in peace, Jerry Springer, man. I mean, a lot of memories there. And fun fact, Jerry Springer, he was the mayor of Cincinnati, I believe, some time ago. I believe so. Yeah. You know, so he went from mayor to reality TV star, and I think he had a court show like recently too. So he was probably still actively shooting that show. It's like Judge Jerry Springer. Yeah. So I think it was from cancer. I don't know what type of cancer, but yeah. Yeah, so rest in peace, Jerry Springer, man. What else? I don't know. And then, you know, Jamie Foxx just had a stroke. They finally came out and said what happened, because, you know, I think it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, news came out that he was in the hospital, and he was, apparently it was pretty serious, but they weren't saying what it was, and it was just like, well, what is going on here? And apparently he had stroke, and they said it was because of, you know, the, you know, high blood pressure. You know, I mean, or that could have been a cause to it. That could have, you know, led to that. Which got me, you know, kind of in my feels a little bit, because I too as well do as well have high blood pressure. I just actually measured it the other, I mean, took my pressure the other day, and I think it was like 140 over 30 something. I don't know, but yeah, you know, so it got me thinking, like, man, do I need to really look into this and like take it serious? Because, you know, I'm obviously still young, but I mean, that is one of the risk factors they tell you. You know, if you have high blood pressure, you know, as you get older, things like that can happen. So it definitely was a reality check on my part. So I definitely think, you know, going forward, I have to take that serious, you know, because, you know, I don't want to go too soon, you know. So, but I hear Jamie Foxx is doing somewhat better. And just prayers to him, man. Prayers to him. One of the best talents we have on this planet. The greatest talents. Legend. Okay? Oscar for Ray Charles. And I think I also think he has a Grammy, too. So very talented guy. We all know. Does all the impressions, you know. So, get better, Jamie Foxx, man. We look forward to seeing you back out there, man. I think he was in Atlanta when it happened. He was shooting a movie for Netflix, and I think, yeah, and it wasn't finished. And I heard that they didn't wait to like tell he got better or anything. They just like hired a stunt double and just shot the rest of the film. So we'll see how that works out. But yeah, man, get better, Jamie Foxx. Love you, man. Love the work you do. So yeah, shout outs to him, man. Let's see. Shows to watch on TV. If you haven't checked it out yet, FX has a series, and I think it's on Hulu too, called Dear Mama. It's a 5-part series. They just released 2 episodes last week, and I think they're going to do one up. It premieres every Friday. So I think they're going to do one this week and then, 2 more. After that. So, how can we not talk enough about Tupac? Why? And I was just thinking this the other day, like, it's been a little over 25 years since he's passed away, and we're still, it's so crazy to me that we still talk about Tupac, and he can still, and that he can still be so, I don't know what the word, still interesting. It's just something about Pac. It's just like a mystery there. You just want to kind of figure it out and solve it. But no, check it out. There's still new stuff that there's stuff in there about Pac that I didn't know, or at least not to that extent. I don't want to give away too much of it, but I mean, after watching just the first 2 episodes, I think I understand Tupac a little bit more. Because, I mean, from the outside looking in and not really knowing him, you're like, Tupac's just this crazy, erratic dude, which he sort of was. But you're just like, well, what? How did he get that way? What led to that? And so just watching it, you get more context into it. And as you're watching, it's like, oh, wow, I get why Tupac was like he was, you know? And one of the most interesting things about it for me was... I mean, there's a lot in there. And like I said, it's 2 episodes so far that's been released. There'll be another one tonight. But so we all know his mother was part of the Black Panther movement. And she went to prison for a while because of that, because of her involvement in some stuff. And so you're like, okay, got it, boom. But in reality, all that information and knowledge that she got through the, you know, because she was pretty radical in the Black Panther movement. All that energy and knowledge, she transferred that to Pac, and he was raised under that. You know what I mean? And, you know, which explains the military, you know, mindset he had for the most part. And you know, before he got his first record deal, he was actually, I mean, I think he was. Well, I think he was, but he was a chairman for the Black Panther Party. He was supposed to be. No, I think he was a spokesman or spokesman chairman or whatever for the Black Panther Party in like 92, 93 or whatever. And he was about to move to Atlanta and, you know, revitalize the Black Panther Party. But he got a record deal instead, you know, because that's what he, I could be misquoting, but he said, if I don't get this record deal, I'm just going to go to Atlanta and focus on, you know, just activism in Atlanta. So just knowing that, and then how he was brought up and everything, and his upbringing, his childhood, it's just a lot. But you definitely, after watching, and like I said, we ain't even seen all of them yet, but there's levels to his mom. Like, there's some levels to peel back there with his mom that I didn't know, you know. And it's like, oh, I see what's going on. I see why Pac was, you know, at least that's how I kind of breaking it down. But yeah, check it out, man. It's dope. I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of them. I really am. Tupac, yeah. Like I said, it's been all these years later. I'm still like, what is Tupac like this? What? You know, just, I mean, and look, there's never going to be another Tupac at all. Never. Not in our lifetime. You're not going to see that again. Mm-mm. At least I don't think so. That Tupac was such a unique man. He's just deep. Pac was deep, man. To this day, we still talking about him. So yeah, but yeah, check it out. Dear Mama on FX and Hulu. Dear Mama. What else is going on here? I think that kind of wraps it up, man. I mean, Don Lemon got fired, and Tucker Carlson. I don't know. I mean, those are just talking points I got right there. But I don't really know why. I think Tucker Carlson. Well, Fox just got sued, and they lost they just got sued for like $750 billion, something like some crazy number. So I think that has something to do with it. And obviously, you know, there's evidence that he was making up stories just to get clickbait. So whatever, I get it. I don't know if that's all the details to it, but at least for Tucker Carlson, I think that's kind of sums it up. And then Don Lemon, I just heard he was a dick. that's what I've been reading and hearing, that Don Lemon was just a jerk. He's just an asshole. And they're like, you know what, Don, just take the money and leave. Yeah, I think he's still getting like $25 million. Gosh, damn. Good for him. But yeah, I heard he was a dick, so he had to go. Yeah, people are assholes suck. So there you go. Before we close out of here, man, I don't know if you guys have, I mean, look, you got to keep up with this technology stuff, man. AI is about to take over. We only have so little time left as just regular human beings, man. It's about to get crazy. I'm sure you guys have all heard of ChatGPT. If you haven't, check it out. It is a game changer for sure. If you haven't used or heard of it, pretty much, and it's free. You can go online and use it. It's called ChatGPT. ChatGPT. That's Chat, C-H-A-T-G, as in Gary, and P-T, okay? Chat GPT. And look, it's like I said, it's a game changer. Pretty much, you just ask it a question, ask it to do something for you, it'll do it. It has all the answers. You can be like, hey, write me up a resume for this job description. You put it in the job description, and Chat GPT will do it. It will write emails. You can get it to write emails for you, respond to emails for you. It has changed my entire life. Seriously. Oh, man. It's over. How can you be in school with this? Huh? Now, some people are probably better than me, like, no, that's cheating. Excuse you. Man, if I was in school right now, ChatGPT would be up. Now, obviously, I wouldn't plagiarize it. I wouldn't take it that far, but it does make things a lot easier. You can have it write a cover letter for you. If you haven't heard it, check it out, man. ChatGPT. But yeah, all this AI stuff is it's getting technical out here. You got the robots, You got the what do they have out there? It's a lot. It's too much to even keep up with. They got the robot dogs in New York out there right now. I mean, what else is going on in AI? I mean, it's to the point where I had to even buy some stock in one of the AI companies. What else is going on? There's so much stuff. I mean, they're talking about you can clone yourself with AI. They even have the voice recognition stuff where, like, I think there's an app. I don't know. Yeah, I think there's an app or somewhere online you can go where you just say something and it will take your voice and you can get it to say crazy stuff, anything. Okay. It's going to get dangerous, man. This is good and bad. This is the fork in the road. Okay. This is the fork in the road. Where are we going to go with this? Okay. ChatGPT. What else was I going to talk about with AI? There's something else. Oh yeah. They got artists. They're taking artists' voice, music artists' voices, and they're making new songs. It's crazy. You can be like, hey, use Drake's voice and make a song about love at a playoff game. And it will do it. It will do that. And it'll make it, and you can like throw other artists in there. I think they made a song with I saw something where they took the Niggas in Paris song with Jay-Z and Kanye West and replaced it with Biggie and Tupac. They made a whole new song using Kanye's voice. And had a feature with Drake. What are we doing here? Seriously. It's getting wild out here, guys. It's getting wild out here. But you know, you got to keep up and pay attention to stuff, because otherwise you don't know what you're watching anymore. You know what I mean? You're going to be confused when you're talking about, wait, that wasn't my voice. Who did that? Well, we had your voice here, man. Was that you in the background? No. Well, that's what we heard. Crazy. It's crazy times, man. Crazy times. Crazy times, man. So I'm just here to warn you guys, you know. Just here to, you know, let you know what's going on out here in these streets. Okay. Anything else we need to get into, man? We don't talk about that. Yeah, no. That's it. That's it for me, guys, man. Happy Friday. Like I said, I'm going to be at the Warriors game later. If you see me, you see me. If you don't, who cares? Okay? Who cares what you see? Who cares what you think? But no, man, so it should be fun. It's actually my first playoff game ever going to. So a little bit, tiny bit excited. So should be dope. But in the meantime, you guys have a great weekend. Stay cool. Stay safe. Have fun. You know, it's the weekend. Surfcast Podcast, Troy Williams. I'm out.